You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
Hello, everyone. So if you're tuning in right now, this is the after show for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. All four of us are here. We're ready to throw down for another episode. Now, I got a bone to pick with y'all. This week, we were not in the top 10. You know why? Because we weren't getting rated by you guys. What's up with that? Come on. Remember to download us on iTunes. It's free. Rate us a 5. Leave your comments on YouTube because we love to hear them. We interact with you guys.
Share and subscribe.
Share, subscribe, all download. That good stuff. Yes! Got to get us back in the top 10 again because we've been there forever. So that's just where we belong. Right? Yeah. So let's just go around the table to my left.
Hey guys, it's Susan Hahn.
I'm Mari Fagel, and I just got a ridiculously hilarious tweet, so I just want to say from So Randy. He said, I want to ask who drops the F-bomb more often, Brandi Glanville or Susan?
That's a good one.
I think we all know the answer to that. It's Hanzi.
And hey, everyone, it's Giselle Ugardi here, always live tweeting at Giselle Ugardi.
And I'm Deanna Vaughn, and you can find me on Twitter at GoToGirlTV. That's G-O, the number 2, Girl TV. And Mari and Giselle are both live tweeting, so send them in.
They're not just being rude. Yeah. Although they are rude, they're just not being rude right
Actually,
now.
I have an idea. How about we count how many times Susan says fuck tonight?
You know, I'm not going to say
it. All the viewers take shots every time she says fuck, and then we find out how drunk you are at the end of the night.
Exactly.
And also, Mari always live tweets the actual show as well. So.
Yeah, I can't multitask during this show, so I'm not going to be live tweeting this. I just monitor it. Uh-huh. But I do live tweet during the actual episode.
But anytime you have any questions for the panel, tweet either of us, tweet all of us.
Call in, you know, we want to hear from you. Well, I'm sure if you guys can see us on YouTube, there's little candies because Hanzi here, she brought everybody pre-Valentine's Day snacks for us.
I just want to stand these bitches up. As you can see, I didn't buy any for myself.
I'll just stand it. So thank you, Susan. So let's dig in. I loved this episode yet again.
Dig into the show, not into the candy.
Well, I was gonna say that, but
either way,
for the podcast, I can't.
Of course, we have another tea party, dinner, lunch, whatever. I think that's pretty much what we're gonna see every single episode. You know, it is what it is.
I love how there was no tea at the tea.
I know,
but
right?
That's. What kind of tea party I want to go to.
Yeah, me too.
Some hot guys.
I love to go to. I poured myself a glass of real tea because I couldn't really handle it. I had to calm down a little bit.
I just have to say, Lisa's tea parties are to perfection. Every single little detail, from the hot guys to the perfectly wrapped gifts of the robes for all the women to the little like sandwiches, I want her to throw my wedding.
I know.
My mom too, because she's like a. I just wanted that disclaimer because my mom would be offended. But well, Lisa Vanderpump, please throw my wedding.
Pandora's wedding planner planned Susan's wedding.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Pandora's wedding planner planned my sister's wedding.
Oh,
Kevin, I got him on the show last season. I have to bring him back.
I've been trying to get him on the show.
Give him a call, darling.
I am Korean.
Okay, let's get back on board the after train. All right. So, finally, in this episode, Kyle and Lisa have it out. Now, or they clear the air, however we'd like to say. Whose side are you on? Like, I know how I feel on the matter. I felt like Lisa was very real and just basically saying to Kyle, you never had my back, you know, you always kind of double talk, what's going on? Whose side are you on in this situation?
I'm going to have to go with Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I think Kyle knows exactly how she's playing her defenseness, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Kyle is full of shit. You know, I mean, she... I didn't say the F word yet. I know you guys are
she's
all waiting.
She's replaced fuck with shit.
You know, Kyle's like, I have a pit in my stomach. Why would you have a pit in your stomach if you didn't do anything wrong? Mm. You know, and then there she goes crying again. What are you crying about?
Yeah, she was crying.
What are you crying about? Yeah. I just think that at least, I mean, she owes Lisa some loyalty.
At this point, I actually sided with Kyle a little bit. I think we'll have loyalty to Lisa, at least this season, mm-hmm. because I love her this season, and I love her every season, really. Yeah. But I did actually finally at least give Kyle a few little flowers on her side, or a few little points. I don't know why I thought about flowers. I guess the candy. I'm in love mode, but even though I have no one to love. But anyway, I did believe Kyle when she said, well, with the whole 51-49% thing, you were right there. I didn't think I needed to defend you. I thought that was a here we go, the end, kind of.
That I agree with, but I don't think Lisa's talking about that. I think she just means in general mm-hmm. with the whole Adrian thing or whenever, you know, because it is kind of true. Kyle always defends Adrian. True, she's not there, but it's like at the reunion show, Kyle didn't defend Lisa. She wasn't like, you know, Adrian, did you say, did you not? It just kind of felt like Kyle took a back seat and kind of just played the safe route and not mm-hmm. in the whole thing.
But I love Lisa. I love Lisa. And like you said, like season to season, she's always my favorite. But I just kind of have to give Kyle some points here or be on her side because I see we have a caller. So I want to.
We have a caller.
Hello,
Clarice. I don't know where that came from.
Caller,
where the fuck are you?
Hello. Okay, well.
Okay, until the caller starts talking, all I wanted to say.
Oh my God, I think we called the wrong number.
Is I just feel like Lisa can defend herself, so I don't know why she's making such a big deal. Like, Kyle, you need to defend me. Lisa can hold her own. The reason why I think that Lisa needs to defend Brandy is because Brandy is more vulnerable. She can't always hold her own among the ladies. Lisa can always hold her own. She doesn't need defending. She doesn't need someone in her corner. And I do see that she does stick up for Adrian, and there's a double standard there. She'll stick up for Adrian where she doesn't stick up for Lisa. And they're both equally powerful women who can stand up for themselves. But like you said, Adrian hasn't been at a lot of these events. So,
well, here's a statement I want to make. I agree with you in the sense that, okay, Lisa can hold her own. But in a sense, I don't really think it's about how strong Lisa is or whether or not she can defend herself. Sometimes it's just nice knowing that your friend has your back and she's willing to stand up and say something for you. Not necessarily fighting your battles, but just able to pipe in and say, no, or whatever the situation is. So that's kind of how I see it.
And I think that's how Lisa, that's how she feels.
Right.
But I just feel that friendship is so far beyond or broken at this point that mm-hmm. I just felt like that was fake last night. So what did Lisa think she was going to gain from that? Do you really think Kyle's going to start sticking up for Lisa all of a sudden and start defending her? Nothing's going to change. So I just thought it was like mm-hmm. a whole fake sentiment and a fake conversation. Lisa should just know, okay, I got to be careful with Kyle. She's a little two-faced. She doesn't have my back. Mm-hmm. When I'm with her, I know I need to hold my own, and she's not going to defend me. But you know what? I'm not going to defend her either.
Well, do you think Lisa effectively communicates her feelings, though? Because she was definitely bringing up a lot, or she was kind of bringing up some things of the past. Like, is it still relevant to talk about the reunion at this point in time?
It looks like our caller is back. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Hi, I was just trying to wait for a break in the conversation.
Oh, who are we speaking to?
Sergio from Utah.
Oh, hi.
Sergio from Utah.
So, would you like to weigh in?
Yeah, I was just, I went back and watched the reunion from season 2.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a moment where Kyle starts arguing with Lisa.
Okay.
And my feelings about Kyle is I don't think she's actually friends with Lisa at all.
Oh, like not genuinely? It's just for the show?
Yeah, it's just fake.
No.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, I think she's more loyal to Adrian, and she talks about her.
For sure. And I think it's also like because Adrian's... Mauricio wants Adrian's business and the Maloof's business.
Right. And I also think as a couple, Kyle and her husband have been friendly with Adrian and her husband in the past, so...
And I think the power and the money to back it up. I don't know. I guess Lisa's equally as rich, but I just feel like... Yeah. I don't know. What do you think, caller? Do you think that Adrian uses her power to intimidate like Yolanda said, by the way, I am loving Yolanda.
Thank you.
we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, sorry. But what do you think of Adrian and intimidating others?
I think she does, and I think she enjoys it a lot.
But you guys, remember Lisa Vanderpump, she's the one who says, it's all about who you know, and I know everyone. So wouldn't her business be more valuable?
That's just something you say when the show first starts.
But in terms of her networking, in terms of the business that she could bring Mauricio, I don't necessarily think that Adrian has more power, because Lisa says, you know, she's moved however many times.
Lisa doesn't use her power to intimidate. That's the difference.
Or maybe Kyle just likes Adrian more, and they just have a better friendship. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It might not always be about Mauricio trying to get the Maloof back up with property or whatever. It could just be that they're just better friends, period.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
Well, I feel like almost as if Kyle was some sort of, like, almost spying on Lisa and just going back and telling Adrian everything she's up to.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
That's a good point. You know what? There's one comment that Kyle said that really, like, kind of got to me. So when Lisa said, so you'll never defend me, Kyle said, maybe I'm not perfect, but maybe you're not.
Right.
Maybe you're not either.
What does that have to do with anything?
Who responds like that? I just thought that was a little strange.
Strange.
What did you think? Did you catch that, caller? I said that Kyle made a statement to Lisa after Lisa said to her, you know, you'd never defend me. Kyle said, well, maybe I'm not perfect, but maybe you're not either.
Yeah, what does it have to do with the situation? Yeah. Okay.
I think she was just trying to get another dig in at her, because I don't feel like Kyle likes it at all.
Yeah, no, we agree. We agree with that. I just...
Boo.
I don't know.
So I think there was no need for the conversation at all. I just feel like it was fake. It was an affront. And did Lisa think anything was going to really change after that conversation? There's nothing to gain by having it.
I think this was Lisa's final, like, okay, this is, we commend it. If you can really just tell me that you're sorry and moving forward, you will defend me a little bit. I think this was Lisa's kind of final last straw, like, hoping her friend would come through for her.
It also really annoyed me how she started crying. I thought it was very manipulative.
She always cries. Yeah.
Seriously.
She always cries.
I think that's her defense mechanism.
Because she always... I think she's just super hormonal.
No, she always cries because she's a bitch, but if she cries, then people will feel bad for her.
Because she always
cries, like, at the perfect moment. Mm-hmm. And
starting to hate her, she puts on the waterworks, and it's like, oh, well, now she's crying.
I'm not falling for it.
At least she has tears, though. You know, you always see some reality shows where they, like, cry, but there's nothing coming out, and you're like,
That's because they have too much plastic surgery.
Well, thanks, caller, for calling in to chat with us about that topic.
Okay, I just had one more thing that I know you guys are probably going to talk about later.
Mm-hmm.
But this week, I almost would have gone back on Adrian's team. Because I felt like she was right. But when she started reading up the Twitter thing Brandy did,
it
had no place there, and that's what made me think she's actually guilty.
Ooh. That made who's guilty?
Wait. Adrian's guilty.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. 100%. She's guilty 100%. And I would love in the next episode for Brandy to, like, rip out that letter and be like, boom, here's the letter.
That's what I said. I was like, just rip it out in the confessional and be like, here's the letter. That's why you were talking in present tense so much. And we'll talk about that. But that was Adrian's.
I don't think she does, though, because on Twitter, her and Camille and Brandy were going back and forth. I don't think she showed the letters to anybody while they were cheating.
Good prediction. Well, thank you for calling.
Thanks, Sergio.
Bye. Happy Valentine's Day.
Bye.
Guys, why is Kyle bugging this season?
I don't know, but
She always stirs the pot.
But, like,
but
it's
I still used to love her, and I don't know what it is. Like, I would at least love her hair, or I would at least love her
She always looks good.
Yeah.
What you were saying earlier is that...
It's just for some reason the personality is overshadowing it, is what I'm saying.
Right. I agree with you. Now, you were saying earlier that Brandy needs defense. Like, she needs Lisa to defend her. I don't think so. I think Brandy could handle herself. I think the reason why Lisa does defend her is because... Brandy's a new one in this group, and all the ladies are coming down hard on her.
That's why I think she needs defending.
But okay, I thought you meant like verbally, like she needs Lisa to jump in for her and stand up for her.
No, she's new to the group,
right? Then in that case, I agree with you. But I think Brandy could handle her own. I don't think she needs anybody to fight her own battles for her.
No, but she's new to the group. She's younger. She's getting ganged up on. Sometimes she needs Lisa there to back her up.
And sometimes, you know, she doesn't understand how to effectively communicate because of the way that she gets intimidated. And then what ends up happening is the situation where it ends up bringing out something entirely different when the...
She's always, like, silent, 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 calm, 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 and then she hits a break, and then all of a sudden it's, like, word vomit of every single possible thing she's ever heard of the person.
Yeah.
It's always, like, it starts out very calm, calmer than other women. The other wives, like, get upset early, and she keeps her calm, and then she breaks.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't, like... Did you guys catch the part where Kyle... This is the beginning of this episode. In her confessional, she was like, there's a common denominator, and it's Brandy. She's the one that's causing all this drama between the girls.
Kyle's the common denominator because she always stirs the pot.
She's always there, unfortunately. Well, let's move on. We saw Yolanda pretty quickly, and she's growing on you, I see.
One last thing. She's smart.
Like, I like her observations and her judgments about people. And when she was saying that Adrian uses her money and her power to try to intimidate people, I thought that was dead on. Me and too. I trust Yolanda's judgments of people. Like, she, I still think that she's pretentious, but I trust her judgment.
Yeah, I agree with you. I thought how she was not defending Brandy, but basically, you know, just kind of being Brandy's support system. I was like, wow, okay, I like her. But then she says some dumb shit like, you know, I wish I had more money because my daughter only has one fucking horse and other people have two or three fucking horses. Really, Yolanda?
I mean, I guess in her world, it's whatever. But
I mean, seriously.
I do like the past couple episodes, how we're really starting to hear what she thinks about the other housewives.
And she's so accurate. And this is her first season. It is taking this long, like three seasons in, for these women to see what Adrian Malouf is really like. And Yolanda saw it from like the first time meeting her. That's what I'm saying. I totally trust Yolanda's judgments of people.
I think too, but was Adrian this revealing in season one and two? No. We all loved Adrian.
She started being revealing at least in the reunion. That's when it started. End of last season.
I think part of what people loved about the first season is that, yes, there was drama, but part of the appeal was seeing these powerful women having all of these beautiful things and all of these beautiful people, and that was part of Adrienne's appeal. She's this independent woman. She's not the housewife. She's the one who actually makes more money than her husband. She's, you know, fit and beautiful and has all this stuff going on with her, but then we start to realize that she actually kind of uses this, slash it's part of this, you know, dominating personality of hers that can actually be part of her pitfall.
Yeah, I agree.
Interesting.
But I think that's, you know, that's one of the things that we talked about at the beginning. Is Yolanda being boring or is she being observant? And I think now we're beginning to realize, you know what, she's being observant and now...
You're finally vindicated.
And now she's starting to be able to dip her feet in the water because she knows, okay, this is how I can work. This is her weakness. This is her weakness. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, where I can fit into this conversation or tell that girl to shut the fuck up.
I just wonder if she's going to be at White Party because White Party is always the most dramatic episode of the season.
I'm wondering how she'll... Like the vacations.
Well, I also think as a new housewife, I think it's actually smart of her to maybe sit back a little bit, observe the other women, get to know what their personalities are, not really like, you know, so much playing all the games, but kind of sit back and see what's going on.
I agree with you on that.
Because Marissa's doing the same thing, too, if you notice. Marissa's kind of quiet and reserved, not unless
that's because she has nothing going on except for like talking shit about her husband.
But we don't know that though. We don't know that yet though.
But if you think about it though, like I think Marissa is a little different because I feel like she says things that she wants to get attention for.
Yeah, that she kept being like, I'm just like Brandy. I'm just like Brandy.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Like I wish like when she said I want to have sex with somebody else besides my husband.
That was a Brandyism.
Yeah. And she's even said on her blog that she happens to be, you know, unfiltered just like Brandy. And she's known for, like, you know, not thinking before she speaks and shit just comes out of her mouth. So,
okay, well,
I don't know. I just think she's trying to, she says that because she wants the popularity that Brandy has. So that's why she's like, I'm like Brandy. I'm unfiltered like her. But you're not really like her.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe, you know, maybe she'll come around. Maybe I'll come around to her camp.
Well, speaking of, you know, being popular, so AfterBuzz has something new to buzz about, y'all.
Yeah.
So on March 8th, we are excited to announce the release of a new movie called Adventures of Serial Buddies.
I've seen it and it's hilarious.
Oh, you have? Mm-hmm. Awesome.
I saw it in before its like final edit, but even then it was fantastic.
So you got a sneak peek. Well, Serial Buddies, it's a hilarious new serial killer buddy comedy. It's produced by our own AfterBuzz TV founder, CEO Maria Menounos, and Kevin Undergaro.
Love the power couple.
The movie stars two broke girls. You guys watched that show? Yeah, love that show. So funny. Beth Bears, Artie Lang, Kathy Lee Gifford. The list goes on. But it opens in select cities on March 8th.
And Kathy Lee Gifford's hot daughter is in it, too.
Oh. Okay.
She's not listed on it, but...
it opens in select cities, New York, L.A., Boston, Chicago, or San Francisco. So if you're in those cities, make sure you check it out. March 8th is right around the corner.
Yay.
I can't believe it's right around the corner.
So happy for them.
Yeah, it's exciting. Exciting. Our AfterBuzz family.
La Familia.
Okay.
One last thing about the Kyle thing that's starting to kind of dawn on me. And then I'll put it to rest because I don't want to talk about her anymore, but I'm sure we will. I feel like when Kyle picks a side, she's not picking necessarily a side or an argument. She's picking a person at the end of the day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
And that is why she... Or why I can say that I feel like she is the one that is the common denominator. Because when you think about when her and Brandy had the falling out, she was defending Kim, not even having any idea what Brandy was saying about Kim or the fact that Kim was going behind everybody's back and actually doing drugs. And she just sided with Kim because she decided, okay, that's my sister, so I'm going to stand up for my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And
is that necessarily a bad thing? That
yeah, that's
always...
different. Your family, I would stand up for my sister.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm. But then there was, you know, at the... whatever party it was when she told Kim you're an alcoholic on
television. But that's still, at the end of the day, they're still sisters.
Yeah, that's a whole different relationship. But agreed. I do see what you mean. Like, she'll pick a person instead of like,
the situation.
Okay, this person is wrong and this person is right. It's like, Adrian's always right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Regardless.
It's not like she'll be like, well, I can see your side and I can see her side. It's the... But one person.
She's not objective at the end of the day. She's not objective.
Because she's definitely loyal to Adrian. They have a strong friendship. Mm-hmm. But could you blame her? I mean, yeah, we can. Because I just feel like if you're going to back up Adrian, then back her up all the fucking way and just be authentic and genuine about it. Don't play both sides. If I'm going to have someone's back and be a loyal friend to you, I'm going to be a loyal friend to you to the fucking end. And it's going to be genuine. I'm not going to play both sides. I'm going to be like, you know what? She might be wrong, but I have loyalty to her because of X, Y, and Z. But she doesn't say it like that. That's why she's coming off so shady.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's trying to play both sides. She's trying to say she's not defending Adrian when she is, clearly. And you can just say, you know, I have loyalty to her. I trust and believe my friend. I'm not, you know, and she just makes it a lot more sticky than it has to be.
And the reason she's the common denominator is because she's always the one who brings it up. It's like she'll bring up Adrian when she's not there and then just to defend her. Like the definition of the common denominator is the one who's like always
there.
Bringing up always there and always the one bringing up the drama. She's the one. Brandy may be there, but Brandy's never the one who starts it.
Yeah.
Kyle starts it.
Or
and people provoke
Taylor.
Brandy. Oh, yeah.
Well,
she's just doing that. She's just trying to stay so relevant.
Speaking of Taylor, let's talk about the Mean Girls versus the Ladies in Pink at the tea party. So when I say Ladies in Pink, I'm referring to Brandy, Lisa, and Taylor. And the Mean Girls would be everybody
else. Evil bunch.
Yes.
Brandy called them.
That's everybody else. God, where do we even start here? So, well, first of all, let's talk about Taylor.
Like I said, she's like trying to be an alcoholic. She's dating, you know, other Bravo celebrities to try to stay relevant because Bravo said, "Hey, you're not gonna be on next season." There's a reason why they're bringing in Marissa and Faye and Yolanda because Taylor, unless she does something to stay relevant, then there's no point in having her anymore. She's more hassle than she's worth, and so she is just trying so hard to stay relevant.
Which she said last night on Watch What Happens Live is that she always gets to places on time and everyone else is late. So by the time they get there, she's already liquored up. And then
No,
I'm not saying it's an excuse. I'm just saying what she said. But the thing is that she admitted that she does stir the pot.
She does.
She completely
like, last
admitted
night,
it.
She was a fucking hot mess.
Yeah. She also
no,
admitted.
No, but like, Kyle stirs the pot because that's her personality. Taylor stirs the pot because she's trying to stay relevant. Like, she's doing all these things this season because she doesn't have the whole, like, Russell storyline to keep her going.
Yeah.
Like, I see through it.
She also admitted that she, she also claims that she's more in love than she's ever been.
And she that's fine, who, good for her, but I just don't understand what her purpose was yesterday's episode and her
coming back to the table.
And just stirring stuff up. If you
that's
have something
just her being
say,
a bitch.
Yeah, if you have something to say,
there's
sweet,
nothing
just
accidental
say it.
About
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just say it.
There's nothing accidental.
It was
accidental.
Her trying to bring, because this issue is so similar to the whole Russell threatening to sue Camille, that and she's trying to bring it up because she's like, remember that with me? Remember me? Remember last
yeah,
year?
So
and what you said with me?
She
and so
always
she's like,
has to bring it back to herself.
Yeah, she always
know?
Has to bring it back to herself. That's why she's doing
she
it.
She admitted to that too as well on Watch What Happens Live.
That she
is. That she brings it back to herself.
Okay. And it has to be about her.
Yeah.
I mean, I will admit, though, the situation with Brandy and Adrian and this whole lawsuit thing, it is the same thing,
it is
you know,
the same
that
thing.
What happened to her. You know, just, I'm not trying to give her any points, but it is the same thing. Yeah. Now, let's get
but
to
what
that.
Is Taylor's point in bringing that up?
I think her point in bringing it up is just to further drive home the point that Adrian is lying.
Okay. And just to say that last year when Russell threatened to sue, all the girls turned on Taylor and was like, how could he do that? But this year, Adrian threatens to sue and all the girls stand by her side still. So that's...
And Adrian's comment, remember, about friends don't sue friends.
Yeah,
you know,
and now
that
she's,
whole thing.
So what did Taylor want? Lisa to be like, I'm sorry, you can't come in here. You're going to make other guests feel uncomfortable. Like, what was the purpose of this?
She was like, I was thrown out of white party. Why don't you throw Adrian out?
Yeah. Okay,
why?
That's a good
who
point.
Invited Faye?
Okay, we need to get
well,
to that.
Yeah, let's get to that. First of all, actually, I've got a little gossip
so
when it comes to Faye.
Well,
that,
Lisa, okay, Kyle claims Lisa knew that Faye was invited.
Yes.
And now Lisa claims
she
that
she had a
she's
gift for
not.
Her and a seat for her at the table, but Kim didn't show up. But then there was one extra seat, like possibly for Kim.
And of course, our very loyal, you know, listener, Kelly Black.
Okay, well, let me read something really quickly. So Kyle tweeted some things about Faye being at the tea party. First, she says, A, I would never bring a guest without asking. B, Faye wouldn't go to an event unless invited. C, there was a place setting for her. Do the math. That's what Kyle tweeted about the whole situation with Faye showing up at the tea party. So,
but could that empty seat be Kim's empty seat?
No, so There was another empty seat in addition.
Lisa did say somewhere in the confessional that that Kyle wanted to bring Faye. So it kind of sounds like she did know ahead of time.
Yeah, I think so. That
okay,
was
well, I think she knew. I don't think she just
what's going on in the Twitter world is that Lisa claims that she's not a liar and she never invited her.
I don't know if I believe that.
Maybe she never invited her and not knowing that she was coming are two different things.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
It's all about the words these ladies choose.
Yeah.
I am not suing you is different from I sent you a letter threatening to sue you.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. So, first of all, I think Adrian is bullshit. You know,
she's, like,
we all
lying
know that.
Through her fake ass.
Ugh.
But
fake
everything.
Plastic, literally plastic face.
But to your point, Mari, I think it's all about semantics and wording. So Brandy's saying, you're suing me. So I think what Adrian's going to do is, well, I'm not suing you, but my lawyer sent you a letter just to be like, you know, stop talking about me.
No, but she didn't even admit to the letter. Brandy
no,
was like,
she didn't.
So your lawyer didn't send me a letter. And instead of being like, no, she didn't, all she responded was, I am not suing you. And so she's like, so your lawyer didn't send me a letter. I am not suing
exactly.
you. It was like the most robotic present tense. I am not suing you. That doesn't mean you're not planning to sue in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And
good
also,
media
wanna
training.
Know why she's not suing her is because it's a frivolous lawsuit that has no merit. But Brandy still has to spend the $20,000 to have her lawyer look into it. But it would never stand in court. Like, I told you guys, like a defamation case, like
and
that would never stand. So she sends
also,
a letter to try to intimidate her to shut up. It's not going to work.
And also, it sounds like in recent interviews, Adrian's admitting that what Brandy said was true.
Mm.
So, it probably is
yeah,
true.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that in that case, it would also have absolutely, you know, no backing whatsoever because you can't claim defamation unless it's not true.
And you can claim
and you're also
you
a public figure, so
public disclosure of a private fact. But when you're a public figure, you can't do that. So that's what I'm saying. It's completely frivolous and has no merit. So she can't. I'm not suing you. No, you're not suing her because you can't because it won't stand. You can send a letter and scare her and intimidate her and say, "Oh, I'm going to sue you. You need to stop talking about me." And that's what she did. Don't lie about it. I want Brandy to flash that letter.
And the whole time at Mauricio's little party at.
She brought up the word lawsuit.
She kept on saying, that's a lawsuit, that's a lawsuit. Like, she was so proud. Like,
she said, that's
lawsuit.
Defamation until she turned to her lawyer, and the lawyer was like, actually, you're not going to be able to do that. And she's like, well, can I send a letter just intimidating her enough to make her think I can do it? Yes, you can.
And it's just a shame, because last season, it was like, it was Adrian who was like, friends don't sue friends. And she was so, she was just so adamant about, you know, this is so wrong, what Russell's doing. And then a couple months later, she's doing the same thing.
And if you're going to sue, like, don't lie about it or threaten to sue. Don't lie about it. Be like, yeah, I did send you a letter because I didn't like what you said. Yeah. And I want you to stop saying things. I did send you that letter.
I'm just so happy that on more than once, Brandy said, so you're not suing me. So you're not suing me. So you're not suing me. Yeah. Because now she's got that on camera. She's got it on tape. It's documented. And I actually felt like that's why she kept saying it out loud. And so I was proud of her for that.
And, you know, Yolanda made a very, very good point. She said, you know what? Adrian has no balls. She could have simply just either A, accepted one of your 1,000 phone calls, or just called her up and been like, what the fuck, bitch? Like, what is going on? You know? And then accept the apology. And Adrian is still like, no, she hasn't apologized. And you see Brandy like, oh, yeah, I did. And I CC'd
Brandy
everyone.
Brandy always, that's why I loved it. Brandy needs the proof. She always thinks about it. She's like, ladies like to tear me down. I'm going to cover my ass. I'm going to CC every single one of you.
Yep. And if you noticed, that was interesting, because kind of like what our caller brought up before is that all of a sudden Adrian brings up this stupid tweet.
Yeah, which has nothing to do with nothing.
Yeah, I did say that tweet. It's on the internet. Yeah. I totally admit that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a bitch. I have no problem admitting. So now you admit it.
At the end of the day, for all the money that Adrian has, she's sloppy. She's very, very sloppy. Like, Brandy's dotting the I's, crossing the T's, you know. Just like she said, oh, well, you tweeted something.
Adding little hearts and flowers.
Yeah.
And
well, yeah, and she's like, penises. Yeah, I tweeted it. It's out there because it's true, you know.
Adrian just thinks that she can, like, be a different figure in public and in private. So she can say things and do things and not get caught for them. And it's like, you're on a reality TV show. You can't hide. Like,
yeah. Also, was it, what's her chef's name?
Bernie.
Wasn't Bernie recently fired because he was leaking things to the press?
Well, there
Adrian?
Was a whole scuffle because he posted pics of Adrian, like photos of that Paul allegedly abused her, and then Paul was like, I didn't do that. And then
we talked about it on the show.
They all claim that Adrian put Bernie up to it, and then Bernie separately was like, no, I did this on my own. And it's like, bullshit. Adrian told you to post these photos and to leak this whole story. Oh, Paul's abusive.
Wow, Adrian is just a whole lot of mess.
I know.
Wow. She's having, like, a crisis, and whatever age crisis she's... Like,
yeah, but this is a very ugly side of her. Like, she like with her housekeeper, she's having her housekeeper, like, leak these photos. It's like, how dirty does your mind work?
Speaking of dirty, oh god, oh. Who loved Lisa's naked photo in the closet?
Oh my god, I love her.
And I love Taylor's gift of a vibrator, and Brandy's like, you should have gotten something fun like butt beads.
And I've never seen so many pink shoes and so many pink purses in my life.
I know.
I love it. I love her closet.
And I love the whole, like, bridge and waterway into her house, into Villa Rosa, which she's named her house.
It's gorgeous.
I love
liked how Brandy gave the tour as if it was her house.
Yeah. I love
it. And do you notice that her house is so much more, like, subtle than Adrian's? Adrian has, like, that big lion statue.
It's over
and,
the
like,
top.
So
it's like Versace threw up inside.
Exactly.
And I hate it.
And Lisa's is so much more, like, elegant. Understated elegant.
Mm, yeah. Exactly. Let's talk about Camille's thank you. Well, not thank you gift.
Peace offering?
Peace offering, yes.
I liked it.
Yeah. Do you think it was genuine?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
More than
just
words.
Just had to ask.
You know, I think she wanted, if she wanted to really make an apology, she could have made a phone call, and I think Camille's mature enough to try to do that before coming over. But I think the gift is simply a gesture for her to say, you know what, I'm not actually sorry, but let's just, you know, put it behind us.
It was just, she was trying to make a point.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think what she did was that bad, because she was trying to make a point, like, with the whole 2%, oh, well, you don't own all of yours, you know, so... Yeah, I didn't think there was anything that wrong with
her. Okay, all right. And let's talk about Kim. So she didn't show up because she got hit in the face. by her dog.
Oh, you know, I was on the dog way, hit my face, excuse.
But I was on the way to your house, but then my dog hit my... Like, was your fucking dog riding shotgun with you?
Yeah, like driving? Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Kim.
It wouldn't be a Real Housewives episode if it wasn't for some crazy excuse by Kim.
Or just some crazy in general.
Yeah.
Even on the phone, she just kind of sounds out of
she
it.
She always right? sounds like, that way.
Just, what is going
I'm
on?
I'm so happy. I've never been more happy.
I don't know.
I don't even need the pain medicine.
I don't know. Are we missing anything? Did we get all the juicy tidbits?
I think we're missing the juicy tidbits.
I know. Are we missing anything?
I feel like we got it.
I mean, because it really was just the tea party this episode. It was like a little bit of Yolanda and the house, the horse thing in the beginning, and then it was just the tea party. And you want to know why we don't have that much to talk about? Because Lisa stopped it. Lisa was like, okay, guys, like, this tea party's ending. I'm not letting... Like, she was like, okay, everyone, we're going home now. This isn't going any further. And I thought that was really classy. Like, instead of just letting another party... like
another dinner party play out.
Like, I just can't believe that Kyle lets these white parties always, like, turn to such drama. And that's why I know she likes it. If she it were me and I threw a party and each year it ended in a huge fight, I would get up like Lisa and be like, okay, I'm done. Everyone, go home. But, like, that's why we don't have that much to talk about, because Lisa basically ended the tea party prematurely.
Yeah.
Adrian would have stayed and duked it out. I have no doubt about that. But
duked
Lisa said,
what out? She kept on lying.
She had to lie. She had to continue that lie. She did.
Why, though? Remember the last tea party, everyone was pretty much kind of forced to sit in and duke it out and put everything out on the line. That's when Brandy...
Yeah, and Lisa learned her lesson, so she was like,
so do you think
again.
That's what it was? Because I kind of felt like there was progress made when they were forced to sit there.
Well, the next episode is a white party, and you see there's a come to Jesus meeting, and Ken is actually the one who puts the smack down. So, yeah, there's going to be... They're going to have to confront each other.
It's like a little elephant.
From behind.
Sorry. Is that supposed to be dirty?
So, anyways.
Like one of those, you turn it upside down and it's actually
people screwing? No.
Wait, is it really?
One more thing. I liked how Lisa brought Brandy and Taylor back into the house and basically was kind of scolding them, telling them, okay, listen to
this. She was holding Taylor.
Yeah.
She was
shut the fuck up.
She's
you know,
like, I put together this really nice tea party. Mm-hmm. I put a lot of thought and effort into it. I'm not going to have it go to shit.
Yeah,
shut
she's
your
like,
mouth.
Stop all your innuendos. Like,
I liked it. I liked that
I
a lot.
I love that part.
I liked it. And I think that's something a good host should do.
Right.
Wink, wink, Kyle. You know what I mean? Like, letting the whole argument play out at her house and all that. So, yeah, I like the way she handled that.
I love the white party episodes because they are always the most traumatic, but if I was one of Kyle's friends, I would never want to go to one of her white parties because I wouldn't ever want to be like a part of that.
I would just go to the Fatburger and be like, bye.
It was a thing,
She has Fatburger?
Yeah, it's catered by Fatburger truck.
I was
but
literally just thinking
white?
About. Yeah.
I mean, you're not like.
I would have condo.
All the ketchup and the mustard. Yeah. Uh-huh.
There's like not an outfit I own that doesn't have like condiment on it.
Be careful with that.
I love mustard and ketchup, and I always spill.
All right, Pete.
Still.
Mari, okay, let's just move on to some news and gossip so she can not make
that very innocently.
Fun. Okay, so, we already talked about Kyle's tweets about Faye's presence at the tea party, so we can skip that. Let's see, there's a little news and gossip about Brandy Glanville. Apparently, she wants a relationship with Eddie and Leanne. She actually was on the Today Show talking about it, and it makes sense. It's because of her kids, you know, like, they're young, they're going to be growing up, and it's better to have a relationship, you know, with those two. Like, what do you guys think?
Leanne Rimes finally learned her lesson because she, remember Brandy got pissed because Leanne Rimes tweeted, like, my boys? So she just sent a tweet the other night, and she said, I'm with Eddie and his boys. It's like, and everyone wrote back. They were like, now you learned your lesson.
Wow.
I think those two just need to stay off of Twitter. Like, delete each other and just stay off of Twitter.
Have you ever seen Leanne Rimes' Twitter? She's, like, crazy. She responds to every single person that's attacking her and tries to defend herself. It's like, why do you care so
much? That's why she went to rehab. But here's the thing is that...
She went to rehab for adult cyberbullying. That's really why she went to rehab, to try to cope with cyberbullying.
Oh,
and she, like, called up one of her tweeters and was like,
"Oh yeah, that's right."
Yeah, like yeah. she's like, and was like crazy. Please.
That bitch is cray.
But she's taken it off of Twitter, and there was even the photo of her and Eddie, and the caption was drinking and Instagramming, making fun of Brandy's book.
Oh,
and then she claims that it's that Eddie doesn't have an Instagram, but yet if you go down in the feed, there are lots of private photos of the two of them that aren't available anywhere else.
But then she retweeted a story by Gossip Cop where Gossip Cop was like, Eddie Cibrian doesn't actually have an Instagram. Like, that was a fake Instagram. And she's like, see, even the gossip magazines are agreeing with me. Like, who retweets that? Like, she's just
Who cares
weird.
About Leanne?
She's crazy. That's why I like going on her Twitter.
But did you guys hear the rumor that Brandy cheated first? That was
I saw this whole article
about Brandy cheated on Eddie first, and she made out with Rick Fox. I think before she would make out with Rick Fox.
But can't you guys see Brandy being really drunk and just like
flirty?
But do we care?
Flirty? Yeah, like
but
no,
do we care?
Cares?
No,
who cares?
But who cares if she cheated?
Do you mean cheated first, like before Leanne? Because he cheated way before Leanne, so that's why I don't believe it. He had to have started first. Maybe she cheated before Leanne, but he cheated before that.
And there were other women aside from Leanne.
Yeah,
right. And the story was that she macked down with a guy that was, oh, apparently when she met Eddie, Eddie was in a serious relationship with somebody. He wasn't married.
I am not surprised at all.
He wasn't married, but
the way
like,
you get him, that's how you lose him.
Yeah, cheaters never change.
There you go. All right, so predictions.
Oh, really, really quickly.
And now, you're after
Buzz TV. Wait, predictions.
I finished it for you. last night, Taylor admitted from her own fake mouth that the Hermes bags were fake.
Woo!
She said that she assumed that they were fake because everything in her life was fake. So I guess they were gifts to her, probably from her husband.
Bitch, don't lie.
And that's a cop out.
Yeah,
come on.
No.
But she admits that the bags are fake.
So then what?
Ooh.
Nothing. But she had. But that was part
she
of the
already
settlement.
Made the deal.
Yeah,
so
she had already made the
they
deal.
Can't go back and
so
be like
she,
they're fake.
Yeah,
really?
They accepted it.
But wait, I'm going to ask you.
First of all, that's not even like a legal thing. Like, I'll give you two Hermes purses and a diamond ring. Like, that's not
but
it's an asset. Why wouldn't it be? Like,
how are they going to do now? Appeal it and say it's fake, and she's going to say, "I didn't know it was fake at the time."
And they asked for specific bags. They didn't say, "We want two Hermes bags." They said, "We want those two Hermes bags that you have with the blah 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 blah."
Ah, so now that she's...
The only thing they can claim is fraud in terms of, like, a contract being unenforceable, but she didn't know.
She claims
she
didn't know.
Or claims she doesn't know, so she can't claim that she deceived them of anything, because she's going to say, I thought it was real, so...
She knows she got that shit out of the valley in somebody's trunk. Just like on Sex and City.
Everything in Beverly Hills is fake.
Wow. I missed that.
Except for me.
One of you bitches has fake boobs, so shut up.
I don't, because I don't have any, so.
I mean, if we're going to talk about fake, I mean, one of these bitches here.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Anyway. Wait, let's get to predictions.
The new nose. Oh, wait.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
She gave Adrian a mustache.
Yeah, I did.
I'd give her devil horns.
So we get to see Kim's new nose.
Yes, the no señora. I thought that was funny what Kyle said about the party to reveal. She says like a quinceañera for Kim's nose. I thought that was funny.
Quinceañera.
I called it no señora.
I had a quinceañera.
Can we put some like authentic accent in that?
No señora.
Yes, thank you.
She's Mexican. I'm not. Thank you.
Speak fluent Spanglish. Thank you.
Okay. Anyway, so we know next week it's the white party. More shit's going to throw down. What else? There was something else juicy that came
Ken
up.
Ken steps in and he puts the smack down on the drama.
I'm just annoyed because I know that the white party drama isn't going to come till the end of the episode.
I know.
It's going to be a to be continued for the next one.
The last 8 minutes.
Whatever.
I predict that Brandy's nipples will be censored at some point during the white party.
Wouldn't be an episode without Brandy's nipples being censored.
I wonder if Kyle's nipples have a Twitter. Oh, that's funny.
I'm sure.
Probably, huh?
I predict that Kyle will cry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else?
Adrian will... lose.
Yeah, Team Brandy all the way.
And hopefully Yolanda will be there.
Yeah.
Hopefully, because I would love to hear her weigh in.
I want
with
her
tequila
judgment.
Shots.
Yes.
Yes, yes, with tequila shots and one horse. All right, you guys, thanks for tuning in for this recap of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Hope everyone has a really happy and fun Valentine's Day and eat candy. See what Susan brought us? Oh, and guess what? Susan only said fuck twice.
Well, now there's a third time, so if someone's taking shots,
yay!
You're
3D. So only two shots, yeah, so we're proud of her.
Yay.
So we're proud.
I love you no matter what.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Let's go around the room. Where can we
you
find
you? You guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at It's Susan Horn.
Horn.
You can follow me on Twitter at Mari Fagel, and I do swear in my tweets, but I always put little stars in between letters because I don't want to, like, actually swear.
Good one. And I'm Giselle Ugarte. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and now Vine at Giselle Ugarte. Eating her second piece of candy, but I'm not judging.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, and I'm giving up sugar and swearing for Lent. So
okay,
wow. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
All right, then eat away.
Eat away. Eat your tomorrow. Chocolate. And you guys can find me on Twitter at GoToGirlTV. That's GO2GirlTV. And thanks for tuning in, you guys. Remember, rate us 5 on iTunes.
Download
YouTube,
us.
YouTube. Download
us
for free. Subscribe. Like, we want to get back in the top 10, all right?
And thanks. Watch Adventures of Serial Buddies,
yes,
March 8th.
March 8th. We're
in
be
major
there.
Cities near you.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.